Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings and welcome to my WordPress help desk for this week before Christmas. This will be our last show until next year, and I want to take a moment to thank each one of you that has stopped by to listen to our podcast. Now that WordPress has launched 4.4, a new wave of possibilities exists within WordPress, and this means a new year, and it's going to be a WordPress-filled year for sure. In the news this week, I'm going to cover a number of things that have popped up this week, including SSL certificate issues, vulnerability issues, and brute force attack issues. In my WordPress focus, I want to talk about the new use of WordPress 4.4 as people are dealing with what they call headless WordPress. So for the next few minutes, grab a cup of coffee and let's get started. I want to tell you about our wonderful sponsors who make this podcast available. Our sponsors for this week begin with hosting-master.com, who is inviting all who need to have a WordPress site hosted to look no further than right here at hosting-master.com. High-speed delivery, high security, and great support. Everything you need in one affordable hosting package. Let's not forget that if you need a WordPress to be created for you, you can call on the dependable and highly creative WP-SiteMakers.com, whose goal is to make you pleased and proud of your website. Of course, if you have a WordPress and you don't have anyone monitoring and updating it, managing it for you, call site-keeper.com, because we do what you need so that you don't have to. And for those that need help with sites, just updating the site, making changes to the site, remember that hiring site-keeper is like having your own personal webmaster on call. A brand new sponsor is prc-solutions.com, a wonderful provider of websites for pregnancy centers, and my-ezfundraiser.com is a new online merchant service provider for Cornerstone Payment Systems, one of the best merchant providers for nonprofits and small businesses. I want to say thank you to each one of you joining our conversation. Be sure to bookmark our website, mywphelpdesk.com, and don't forget to subscribe while you're here on Blog Talk Radio. Share us with your friends and join us here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Well, if you're ready, let's get started with today's news. In the news this week, with the advent of the powerful REST API now built within the core of WordPress, developers are already taking WordPress to the next level. It's called Headless WordPress, and unlike the Headless Horseman of literary fame, a Headless WordPress uses the power of a WordPress as a back-end element while the browser becomes the display of content. I'm going to talk about this phenomenon in my WordPress focus today. And you can learn more over at wp-tavern.com and catch the current blog. If you're thinking about going secure, in other words, adding a SSL certificate to your WordPress site, you may run into problems if you don't fix your images and main home and site URL addresses. There's a great article prepping you for using SSL on your website over at wptavern.com/how-to-fix-images-not-loading-in-WordPress-4.4 while using SSL. Further, WordPress now makes a smarter approach for displaying appropriate image sizes on any device, ensuring a perfect fit every time. You don't need to do anything more to your theme. It works. The new 4.4 Clifford release simply rocks. It's named after Clifford in honor of the jazz trumpeter Clifford Brown. It is available for download or update on your WordPress dashboard And I would suggest if you have not already updated, go ahead and update to the latest 4.4. New features in 4.4 make your site more connected and more responsive. In security news, keep up with all the vulnerabilities of WordPress on www.cvedetails.com/vulnerability-list vendor ID 2337, product ID 4096. By the way, you need to watch out for fake jQuery injections. If you're running a WordPress site, you need to know that these have been popular among hackers since jQuery itself went mainstream and became one of the most widely adopted JavaScript libraries. If you thought brute force attacks were a thing of the past, think not. Security reports that brute force attacks are still going strong. In fact, they are one of the leading causes of website compromises. When you have an unprotected login page, you will see brute force attempts. With WordPress sites, same rules apply. Security says that they see thousands of failed login attempts to wplogin.php on the websites that they protect per minute. The tip of the day is that you should use an htaccess rule to deny all and to keep all the other IP addresses out except your own. And another tip is to relocate your WP login. Hide it so none of these brute force attackers can find it and they'll give up and go somewhere else. Over at hosting-master.com, we have just completed a migration to a much beefier server configuration. Our previous SSD dedicated server moved up to a RAID 10 4-drive configuration that now gives us more RAM, more storage, more redundancy, and better stability of all of our websites. It also brought us an upgrade to our cPanel, our MySQL, our WHM, as well as our PHP, putting us up one notch above where we were in everything, putting us at the most recent versions of everything. And so if you want the very best WordPress hosting, visit hosting-master.com. Well, this completes our news for the week, and if we're ready, why don't we go ahead and move into the WordPress focus, where today I'm going to be talking about the headless WordPress use. Today's WordPress focus, I want to talk about the headless website. What is a headless website? There's nothing supernatural or haunted about the idea of a headless website, so there's no more need to worry about adding demon hunting for dummies to your list of books to purchase. The concept is hardly new, and it's more broadly known as a decoupled architecture. The notion of a headless website refers to a situation where, first, there is a traditional database-driven CMS, which editors use to maintain the content for the site, usually the same old admin interface as always. Number two, the content of the site is accessible through a web service API, usually in a RESTful manner, and in a mashup-friendly format such as JSON. Number three, the user experience is delivered by a JavaScript application rendering the output of this API into HTML, making use of the modern application framework like Backbone, Ember, Angular, or Knockout. In practice, this adds a layer, an additional layer of abstraction between you and your user and your website, extending an existing trend. The rise of CMS has introduced a separation of content and display on the back end starting about 10 years ago when WordPress was first engineer. The headless web continues with this development. The decoupled model is already being used today by developers in both Drupal and WordPress, and future releases are going to deepen the support. WordPress 4, where all of this stuff with REST API started coming forth, and Drupal 8, which is in alpha, the headless model gives you a number of positive benefits. First, it sets the front-end developers free from the conventions and structures of the back-end. Headless development not only eliminates divvy-itis, it gives the front-end specialists full control over the user experience using native tools. It can speed up your site by shifting display logic to the client side, streamlining the back end. An application focused on delivering content can be much more responsive than one assembles completely formatted responses based on complex rules, and then build truly interactive experiences for users by using your website to fully power functionality in browser applications. The backbone becomes the system of record and the state machine, but back and forth interaction happens real time in the browser. WordPress as a web app framework has become something of a mantra, with Matt Mullenweg even suggesting recently that WordPress is really a web operating system. So whether you buy into that vision or not, as WordPress evolves, it's certainly opening up a number of opportunities for delivering content outside the traditional theme-driven websites. Headless CMS, in a nutshell, means that a headless CMS has a front-end component, or the head, stripped and removed from its back-end. What remains is a back-end delivery content via an API. It thus does not care how or where content is displayed, and focuses on storing and delivering the content and providing the tools to create and organize it, nothing more. Its counterpart is the standard multi-purpose CMS, coupled CMS like WordPress or Drupal, which was built in such a way that it is also responsible for giving shape to the content, transforming it into HTML pages and even complete websites. And the prominent use cases, of course, have always been coupled CMS, but now that we see headless CMS coming about, the prominent uses are websites and web apps built with MVC-style JavaScript frameworks, mobile apps, static site generator-driven websites. And so we have to stop and think how traditional CMS works and then compare that to headless CMS. Well, how does traditional CMS work? Well, let's take WordPress as a well-established example. A traditional WordPress CMS consists of several components: a database where the content is stored, a web app which editors work with to edit the content, to build the content, known as the admin interface, and a web app in which publishers create and design templates which comprise the website. And then a front end which takes the content from the database and generates HTML pages. Now, think about this. If we were to remove the web app that we use to publish and create, and we removed the front end theme that generates the database into HTML, and we only use the shell of WordPress, this would be the head of the CMS. The website itself is no longer there. You still have the back end which stores and delivers content. You still have a web app for editors. That becomes the whole CMS. Such a setup is called headless. The website visitors will not see a Drupal or any other CMS theme at the top, and this is where the word headless comes from. The traditional Drupal head is missing. Now, how do headless decoupled CMS work, and why are they different? Well, in contrast to the traditional WordPress, you would not create a website exclusively with a headless CMS. Typically, there's no instruments to do so. A headless CMS has no page templates, no themes, none of all of these somewhat aged concepts. Instead, you're going to build a website separately with the skills of a talented engineer on your team. And while the CMS will be readily pouring content into its pages, serving from an API, and you think, how is that better? You might be wondering. Well, and why should I care? Well, it's only natural to assume that not having a front end is actually worse than a full-featured CMS of old. It also might be natural to think that working with a single software is better and simpler than working with several things. The motivation for different CMSs is because there is no single better for any given project. There are different use cases, different circumstances that's going to make headless make more sense. I think all of us are exploring all of them. A headless CMS is the best choice for those who feel limited by the front-end restrictions of a standard CMS. Rich web apps, highly customizable layouts, JavaScript MCV frameworks don't quite fit into the architecture of a CMS, which closely controls how content looks. To avoid the dirty hacks of undoing the front-end and consequent technical debt, it's best to have a clean setup from the beginning. It's not only for websites, though. A headless CMS usually delivers content through an API, such as the RESTful JSON API, which means that it can deliver content anywhere on any device. This might immediately ring a bell in the mind of mobile app developers. Yes, headless enables delivery of the same content in an iOS app, an Android app, from one backend, the same backend that would be delivering content to the website or any other medium. So headless proves hugely beneficial for cross-platform publishing and custom user experiences. It makes all the publishers and designers and developers happy and eventually helps build better products for the public. And if your use case is just a simple old six-page company website, a headless CMS often would seem like overkill. Your good old WordPress or Drupal or similar traditional CMSs will perfectly cover that use case and dozens of similar others. But if you really want to go to the next level, then you need to think about headless WordPress and using the WP Plus JSON API plugin. You know, it's possible to install JSON API and JSON REST API on top of WordPress and use it exclusively as a headless CMS. These plugins provide a JSON API to access and modify content. And this means that the positives are that simple API is being used to retrieve and manipulate content, and the same software, same workflow, same editors don't need to learn any new tools. It's possible to reuse all that existing code and content. Problems are that it's built by a third party, so there's little or no support available. There's probably going to be conflicts in new versions of the WordPress core or other third-party plugins. And limited API capabilities are right now one of the bigger problems because we don't have all of the features that we want. If you're looking for a real-world example of the WordPress REST API with code that you can dig into, visit a site called ustwo.com. That's ustwo.com. It's available online, and it's an open source over at GitHub. It's a digital product agency, most well known for their award-winning Monument Valley app. And they partnered with HumanMade, a WordPress development agency, to build the back end of the website. Now, the advantages of the headless WordPress for the US2 campaign are pretty obvious if you're wondering why an agency like that might go to all the trouble of creating their website as a single-page application. You just need to go over and look at their website to see the amazing difference. The beautiful transitions, the speediness of the UI puts the site head and shoulders above standard portfolio sites. They said in an interview with WP Tavern, "We chose to build the site as a single-page application in order to have full control over all aspects of its transitions between pages and to make navigation super fast by not having to reload the browser," Dimmel said. He goes on to say that they chose the React.js as the main JavaScript technology to do this since it has built-in support to render pages on the server side called isomorphic rendering. "Our content management system behind a WordPress instance, which doesn't actually render the pages itself, but instead serves content via the API through a mixture of standard and customized JSON REST endpoints, making a vast majority of the content editable." So the bottom line is, I would watch for a growing trend of uses of the headless WordPress site. Certainly, if you want more information about a headless WordPress project, then you can go over to WP Tavern and read the article on headless WordPress. In fact, if you do a Google search on headless WordPress, you're going to see a plethora of articles that you could go and read and learn if you want to start building a headless WordPress site. Well, that kind of ends our time together with WordPress Focus. Right now, instead of going into a time of question and answers here at the end of the show, I would like to take time just to say thank you for making this podcast successful this year. Thank you, every one of you that have listened to this podcast. I'd like to thank my wife for putting up with me while I write and record and edit all the time. and I'd like to thank my support team over at Liquid Web for being the best hosting data center and 24/7 support center I've ever been associated with. And then I would also like to thank the DFW WordPress Meetup Group for their constant feeding and exposing of WordPress to our incredible community. And I can't thank the guys over at WP Tavern and All Tops News for their faithful commitment and activities surrounding WordPress. Now, before we go, I would like to just bring you up to date on our services and really what our sponsors are all about. Over at hosting-master.com, we have been amazed to watch as we migrated from our initial place over at HostGator, where we had two of their major top-level VPSs. Our service in the beginning days was great, but then it just failed miserably when they got bought out. In fact, we had outage after outage after outage daily, and so we said enough is enough. And then when we had a three-day outage with no explanation, that's when we moved. And when we moved, I originally moved to a group here in Dallas that said they could help me. As soon as we moved all of our sites, boom, I realized I'd made a horrible mistake. They failed to move a 2,500 product shopping cart. And when I asked for support, he's gone for 3 weeks. He's on vacation. He'll be back in 3 weeks. Why don't you call back then? I could not deal with that level of lack of support. And so I started looking around, and that's when I moved from where I'd been hosting before, up in Chicago. I decided that I would now move to Liquid Web because of the recommendation of so many friends. And Liquid Web has just been like a breath of fresh air. These guys are incredible. Just to give you an idea, yesterday we upgraded the PHP because the PHP we were running at that moment had come to the end of its life cycle and it wasn't going to be supported anymore. And so we needed to upgrade to the next level of PHP. When we did, 22 websites broke instantly. And it broke because there were plugins that were incompatible with that PHP. Others had php.ini files loaded with a theme, and it was broken because it was looking to the older PHP. Thanks to this team up at Liquid Web, all night long they worked through those 22 sites, got every one of them working for me, and today every one of our sites are working like a champ. And that is the power of support. That's the power of incredible support. They call it heroic support. And I think if you are looking for that type of support this next year, you need to let us help you. We can help you with a storm-based, cloud-based VPS, a private virtual server. We could provide you with a dedicated server. We can start you for about $60. On a dedicated server and go all the way up to the rig I'm running right now would be a couple of $100 a month. And we believe it's an incredible package that you need to know about because they're all SSD servers up on the cloud. I would just like to tell you about my-ez fundraiser, and that's spelled with an E and a Z. Fundraiser is a new group that allows you to set up an absolutely free Cornerstone payment system account, a merchant account that guarantees you no monthly fees and just 2.9% with a 30-cent transaction fee. These guys are incredible. And they work with small business, they work with nonprofits, and they are a very stable group, and they give you benefit of secure payment pages that match your website so the people don't think they've left your website. So join us over at my-ezfundraiser.com and get your merchant account set up so you can take online donations on your WordPress. It works great with WooCommerce as well. So check them out. Of course, if you need a website to be created, we want to be sure that you understand the full services that we have here at wp-sitemakers.com. I have built sites for the last 20 years. We have been working with sites ranging through 25 SIC codes. We have built medical sites, retail sites, wholesale sites, electronic sites, bookseller sites. We have done just about everything under the sun. We've run e-commerce up to 2,500 products. We've got e-commerce with one product. We've got landing pages. We've got everything you can imagine. And WordPress has become the one tool that we use exclusively. Now, we can build that one-page landing page headless, as we've been talking about in our discussion today, which means that you could have complete everything being run without a menu, with everything being on one page if you wanted, or we can build it, you know, like your static little bitty website that some expect, and we can build it any way you want. The key that we ask that you take as a first step is to fill out our master services agreement. That master services agreement is online, and it is our way of getting on the same page. It's our way of giving you a mutual NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, and all of our policies and procedures and terms and agreements, our funding, our refunding, our hosting policies, everything. And once you fill that out, we have a place on our website that is real easy. It's called, Start Your Project. This is going to ask you to basically give us a scope of your site, the way you want it built, what you're expecting, what kind of a budget do you have, so that we aren't wasting your time, you're not wasting our time. And once we know what your scope is, we will prepare a complete statement of work. It's a contract, if you will, that allows you to see what we're going to do, time frame, the deliverables, the costs, the payment system. In other words, every aspect of the job will be outlined so that now you can begin making your first payment, and that first payment establishes the site. Second payment then continues the site. And usually we get paid in one or two payments, sometimes three payments. But in other words, we will work with you to help you figure out what your site needs. We likewise work with a number of nonprofits, and as we do, we even provide funding for them to pay it out monthly. Now, with that said, we want to invite you